Introduction. I grew up around well-behaved women. They were mostly suburban church moms who didn't drink, never cussed, and sang in the Christmas cantatas. Do not get me wrong for one second. I loved them. My mom's and grandma's friends, the consortium of bonus moms who helped raise me. But seriously, they behaved. My mom drank a single glass of wine at Disney World once when I was in sixth grade. And I remember thinking, this must be what it felt like just before your parent became an alcoholic. I had no other standard bearers to follow. I barely saw women in civic leadership, corporate management, and certainly not in the pulpit. The women in my life were all smart and capable, but they rode in the passenger seat. My world was comfortably maintained by men in charge. And although they were good to their wives and daughters and certainly reliant on their endless behind-the-scenes labor, the lady stencil was pretty homogenous. Thus, I nestled my identity somewhere inside the confines of those norms. I was set up to succeed there as a type A rule follower, thirsty for affirmation and irrationally defensive of the status quo. I never met a rule I didn't like. And I was prepared to grow up and behave better than any girl had ever behaved, which was my version of ambition. Ironically, it was the women who chipped away at my template. Isn't it always the women? First, there was Miss Prissy, aptly named and worthy of her moniker. Where my mom and the rest were practical and modest, Miss Prissy dressed head to toe in leopard print and let us know in no uncertain terms she planned to become well acquainted with plastic surgery. No, she was not going to go gently into that good night. She kept her outrageous jewelry in a double-decker tackle box and gave us all nicknames we use to this living day. Miss Prissy was supermodel gorgeous and obscenely stylish. She blew my mind. My sisters and I couldn't get enough of her. She was wild when everyone else was proper, and she took up more space than I thought women were allotted. I assumed she was just a one-off, but her specific sense of self, with no apologies, challenged my tidy categories. Later, it was the lady deacons at our first church out of college. Unbeknownst to us, my husband Brandon and I had accidentally joined forces with the liberal Baptists, which our conservative Oklahoma compatriots let us know right quick. They were as exotic to me as snake handlers. I was actually scared to tell my parents, lest they assume we had, as my friend Alex's father said when he slid over from Catholicism, lost the faith. The lady deacons didn't just pass the offering plates. They were in leadership and the pulpit and at all the meetings. They helped steer the ship. There are no words to describe this revelation. I literally had no idea this was possible. I remember watching a woman preach, practical and modest in the way I understood, but also carefully dissecting a complicated bit of scripture. I looked around like, oh my word, these folks are taking her seriously and no one is going up in flames. And I am so happy my parents aren't visiting this weekend. Her spiritual authority rubbed against 2 decades of internalized patriarchy, and I couldn't decide if she was my enemy or my hero. While later...